The lines outside the Spectrum Center on Saturday morning stretched along the sidewalks uptown, but they were nothing compared to the lines inside the arena, where Oprah Winfrey was making her third stop of the Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus tour. That's a day-long wellness event presented by WW, the newly rebranded Weight Watchers. Focus might have been on overall health and wellness, but the draw, unquestionably, was Oprah. People, almost entirely women, waited patiently just for a chance to take a photo with a photo of Oprah in the arena. She was called the most powerful woman in the world by CNN while she was still hosting her talk show, and is still beloved enough to draw a sellout crowd of 15,000 people to hear her speak about her struggles with her weight, how she has found contentment now at age 65, and her advice for how everyone else can do the same. Christine Exoenis wore a shirt with a silver sparkly R as part of a group of five friends who spelled out Oprah. She drove 2 hours from Burlington with the women from her creative agency. The tickets were a surprise gift from them.
I grew up watching Oprah. To me, she's been like my mentor my entire life. She accomplished so much when the odds were stacked up against her, and if she can do it, anybody can do it.
Oprah led attendees through a workbook that asked you to find your wellness focus. She encouraged mindfulness with an arena-wide meditation session, and she took the words of guest speaker Layla Ali to heart when she urged everyone to take a chance on yourself. WW CEO Mindy Grossman says Oprah means every bit of the inspirational words she speaks.
She feels certainly her greatest superpower is inspiring and motivating people on a journey to live their best, most fulfilled, intentional life.
Oprah is on the board of WW, so the push for the weight loss program wasn't subtle at the event, but neither was an infectious, upbeat atmosphere.
This is my third tour stop, so I've had the benefit of watching people in these stadiums become one community, hug each other, cry with each other, laugh with each other, dance with each other, and you just see that transformation during the day.
The day concluded with an interview with comedian Amy Schumer, one of nine different celebrity guests at each of the tour stops. But it's clear who the fans were really there to see.
Well now, Charlotte, look at y'all here.
From WFAE News, I'm Jody Vallade.